One of the toughest things for people to understand is this little thing that I read in the Tantra, which is a Tibetan form of Buddhism which teaches, as you go up the pyramid, of things to learn about how to survive and how to be your own person, how to be happy and so on. The top, the peak, is the one that hardly anybody understands, and it's the only one that really matters, and it goes like this. Everything in the universe is exactly as it should be. Think of that. Whatever's out there is supposed to be there. And what's the evidence? It is. That's all. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't change things, because if you can change things, then that should be. So let's, instead of getting mad at it, instead of blaming the mirror for what it reflects, instead of getting mad at the world the way it is, let's accept it and now do what we can to improve it. But you have to get your mind off of judgment in order to do that. Mind off of judgment. Walking down the street, an old person, walking down the beach, looking at young people, whatever old and young mean to you. Look at those kids. They don't even wear any clothes when they go on the beach. They wear bikinis, like they toss themselves around. They're throwing frisbees on the beach. They got their dogs over there. All judgment. All looking at the world and saying, I don't accept it for what it is. I want it to be different. And then the young people walking by and looking at the old people. Look at those old wrinkles. They don't have any fun at all, and they're always mad at us. They don't wear anything modern. Instead of looking at the world as everything in the world is just exactly as it should be, instead we judge it. We judge it. We wish that it were different. We want it to be something other than it is. And until you can get off of judgment and understand that the truth as it exists out there, is the evidence for it is that it exists. So don't be judging it and looking at the world. You know, the question that the ancient Tantra philosophers used to ask is, do you see the world as it is or as you are? You know, if you see the world as you are, then you want it to be the way you think it should be. If you see the world as it is, then you can improve it, and never before. One of the great secrets was written by Nietzsche. He said, this is my way. What is your way? The way doesn't exist. Think of that. There is no the way to do anything. There is my way. What's your way? The way doesn't exist. You open yourself up to there is no necessarily right way to do it. And when you do that, you eliminate so much conflict, so much pain, so much bitterness. This is my way. What is your way? The way doesn't exist.